The magic of a really, really big tree. We refer to Lychgate on High Road as Laura's former home, but this is only partially true. Though Laura spent nearly 40 years living in the cottage here, Laura's time was but a passing shadow to the true owner of Lychgate, the great oak that lies at its heart. In myths and legends from around the world, trees appear as sources of wisdom or of life, sometimes even physical forms of supernatural beings themselves. Oaks especially have a strong connection to the cultures of northern Germany, the home of Laura's ancestors, and to both Greece and England, places that occupied Laura's thoughts and writings. With that, let's take a moment and get to know this special oak and its history. Physically, we have three recorded measurements of the circumference of the trunk. The first was recorded in 1967 when Laura submitted an application to make the oak a member of the Live Oak Society out of Louisiana. An interesting aside about this organization, now numbering over 8,000 members, is that it has only one human member who acts as a secretary. All the other officers and members are trees themselves, with the current president being the ancient Seven Sisters Oak near Lewisburg, Louisiana. Founded in 1934 to honor and preserve southern live oaks, the Lychgate Oak was member number 264 and measured 18 feet in circumference then. A second measurement was conducted by a visitor in 2010 when he found that the oak had grown to 22 feet 3 inches in circumference. And the last measurement, conducted as a part of the Leon County Great Tree Challenge in early 2015, found her to be just over 25 feet around. The canopy of the tree is about 70 feet at its highest point, and her skirt spreads out approximately 150 feet across. No one knows her true age, but estimates range from a low of 300 to a high of just over 500. My personal opinion places her at about 475. We know that oaks like this can live to be well over 1,000 years old, so with any luck, she'll be here for generations yet unborn. Almost everyone who encounters the oak refers to it as a she, though this isn't perfectly accurate. Southern live oaks such as this one are called monoecious by botanists, meaning they have both the male and female flowers on them. Old wives' tales say that oaks that produce lots of acorns are masculine, and ones producing few acorns are feminine. And as a person who has tried to gather acorns from the Lychgate oak, I can tell you that it is very difficult as they are very, very few in number. So we'll call her a she, as Laura did, a southern belle with a flowing skirt gracing this small corner of the world.